Chapter 1. I lifted my hand to knock on the door of the house I'd grown up in. I hesitated. How had I ended up here again? I shifted my weight on the doormat and set down my suitcase. It wasn't that I didn't want to see my mom and sister, but this wasn't the plan. I was supposed to be relaxing on a beach right now, not parked in my old cul-de-sac, prepped to move back home for a month. I drew a deep breath and steeled myself, then rapped my knuckles on the worn wood. I inspected the planters next to the door and the rocking chair on the porch. This house looked exactly like I remembered it, but that wasn't a surprise. Mom was brilliant and creative, and also had zero desire to take on house projects. She threw herself full tilt into work and theater projects and had time for little else. Especially now that I was gone, and Meg's was the only one at home. Footsteps sounded inside, and before I could decide whether I was standing too close to the door, it flew open, and there was Mom. Her glasses were slightly askew, and a few curls that had escaped her hair clip were flying haphazardly around her ears. She smiled so widely, I thought her face might split in two. "Bobby, you made it!" She threw her arms around me before I even had a chance to step inside. "Hi, Mom." I grinned, not able to return the embrace because she had my arms in a vice grip. Sylvia DeBose was short and slender, but her hugs were no joke. That woman had some serious strength locked inside her thin appendages. "Here, let me help you." Mom dropped her arms and reached for my suitcase. "It's okay, I've got it." I brushed her hands away and lifted the bag over the threshold. "I'll bring in the rest of my things tomorrow." She nodded as she beamed at me. "I thought you wouldn't be here until after dinner." I shrugged. "I got on the road a little earlier than I thought. But don't feel like you have to feed." "Of course I'm going to feed you." She reached out and pushed the door closed, then walked past the sofa in the front living room. "Megs!" she called down the hall. "Your little sister's here." Megs tromped down the hallway. "Mom, what are you doing? You need to be at least 6 feet from her." I rolled my eyes. "Megs, you know I already finished quarantining and my test came back negative." She looked at me skeptically. "You seriously think I'd show up here when I was contagious?" Megs shrugged, and Mom made a point to step close and pat my shoulder. "Go ahead and get settled in your room. Come to the table whenever you're ready, honey." I nodded, set my shoes on the mud rack, then lifted my suitcase, to avoid rolling snow-covered wheels on the wood floor, and carried it through the entry toward the hall on the left. I glanced longingly to the right where Meg's room was. It had its own private bathroom. I'd hoped to move in there during my senior year of high school, but Meg's never moved out. That meant I was forever relegated to a room the size of a postage stamp with a bathroom across the hall. I pushed the door open, my Olympic ring sticker still stuck proudly between the panels, and set my suitcase on the floor in the corner by the dresser. The zipper caught as I tried to open it, but it eventually gave way. I sat back on my knees and stared at my winter clothes, then glanced around the bedroom. I couldn't help but compare my old twin bed with the patchwork quilt and the 4.5-star beachside resort I was supposed to be staying in.